Nearly 770,000 people lost power in Storm Éowyn, many for weeks. Some had to move out of their homes. What lessons does this teach us in terms of energy resilience? As people move away from solid and fossil fuels to electric and renewables, they are more vulnerable to extreme weather events. How do we adapt and make our homes livable? Our consumer affairs correspondent Angus Cox has been finding out.
If we didn't have this little pump house where we used to house our oil pump for the oil system, we'd have to house it inside, but this is nice and cosy for it here and allows us to have a little bit more space inside. So you got your inverter and your battery in there.
Just over 2 years ago, in a bid to get an A energy rating, Martina and Nigel Clancy and their three children in Gurcheen and Sligo spent around €80,000 retrofitting their home, with a quarter of that cost of the comprehensive work covered by SEAI grants, as Nigel Clancy explains.
What we needed to do was, first of all, remove all our windows and doors to put ear tightness tape in. After that, then you look at insulation. Then we installed the heat pump after that and connected that into the underfloor heating system, which we already had. About a couple of months after that, what we done was we installed the solar panels.
The Clancys stopped using oil to heat their home and rely entirely on electricity and renewables, meaning that when Storm Éowyn hit at the end of January, it had a huge impact.
Martina Clancy, the first thing to go was electricity, so we had to move out of the house and into a hotel for 15 nights. We have a daughter with additional needs who has a very poor immune system, so she couldn't be exposed to the cold. The house got cold very, very quickly. Also, she's afraid of the dark. Nova has immune arthritis, so the medication she's on is refrigerated. It costs $1,100 a month. She is also on Leuthroxin, and that has to be in a refrigerator all the time. So we lost all that medicine.
How did the children cope with that situation?
Our oldest, Mila, she was doing her mocks, which was very difficult trying to study. She was studying in the lobby of the hotel. Zane, he was doing his 10-week tests. Nova thought she was on the stage with Mamma Mia. So they were studying, she was singing. It was full on.
The Clancy family was among almost 770,000 homes, farms and businesses that lost power due to the storm. Some waited nearly 3 weeks to be reconnected, with the severe weather event exposing key vulnerabilities in the energy grid. And this is something experts are now grappling with as we seek to boost the resilience of more environmentally friendly and efficient energy systems. Hannah Daly is a professor in sustainable energy at University College Cork.
The experience that many people faced after Storm Éowyn when electricity went out shows just how reliant we are for every facet of our lives on electricity. Now, we don't know to what extent Storm Éowyn was supercharged by climate change, but we know that this is the type of disruption that we'll face in a warming world, and it would be a tragic irony if the experience of Storm Éowyn would cause people to rethink clean energy and to drive people away from electricity as a solution. We have to build in resilience to those plans. That could entail keeping a stove in the house, and that's not incompatible with a clean and decarbonised house. But it could also consider other alternatives like home batteries or electric cars.
We started this journey 20 years ago, and I thought there'd be a queue out the door. People would just be so amazed with this, but it's very hard to change the construction culture.
Another part of the solution to the energy resilience puzzle may be in how we construct our homes. Tomás O'Leary is Managing Director of Mossat Architects and owner of the world's first certified passive house in County Wicklow that was built 20 years ago.
It's a 35-year-old idea which is based on very simple principles, and it's about doing the simple things really well. It's what we call a fabric-first approach. So, you know, put a proper jacket on the building, put a proper hat on it, wear a kind of draft-proof jacket, if you will, do the envelope really well, put in an extra pane of glass with triple glazing, seal out the drafts and put in a heat recovery ventilation system.
It seems like a fairly straightforward concept. How many houses will be built using this standard in Ireland?
There's a dramatic spike in interest. So the Land Development Agency, the LDA, they just finished one of the largest schemes in Europe in Dunleary, 547 certified passive house units. And what we're finding actually when it comes to apartments is the extra overcost is is almost negligible, and the energy savings and the comfort and the resiliency.
And the concept came into its own during the storm.
We lost power. We were flushing the toilets with buckets of water, so it was that bad, if you like, that primitive. But the temperature in the house only fell by half of 1 degree over 4 days.
That's Tomás O'Leary from Mossart Architects, ending Angus Cox's report.